This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. A shock of color, a slant of light in the dark. Contrasts and opposites are what draw Tracy Kleinstecker to pastel painting. After a journey through different art forms, Kleinstecker found her passion in pastels, and she explores a wide range of styles within the medium, from the exquisite detail of realism to the bright splashes of the abstract. Tracy, you taught visually impaired children for many years in the Los Angeles area. Talk about that experience. How did you get involved in that?
Well, my husband was teaching in the LA Unified School District, the visually impaired. He's taught mobility. Mm-hmm. So he taught the blind how to use the cane. And I met him and learned about his program. And I wasn't really getting anywhere with teaching the deaf and hard of hearing at the time. So I thought the visually impaired would be interesting, and Braille was fascinating. So I went to the program and started working with him on that. And I would teach Braille and multi-disabled children in the classroom, itinerant. And he would be working on, with children out on the streets, teaching them mobility.
I see. Is your degree in education? What is your background?
I got a degree in liberal arts to distance learning. I'm kind of a long way around education. And my background was not in education. Liberal arts was the arts, but I've also been a photographer and a graphic designer.
Yeah, and I want to ask you some questions about that, but I'll do a little time leap here to somewhere around 2016. You were part of Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, an effort to create an art exhibit back then for the visually impaired. So I see the connection there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you make art for the visually impaired?
Well, there's a lot of ways that we were, the museum was trying to bring in examples and things to do for people that were disabled in some way or had some sort of challenge. And one of those was visually impaired. So how do you do a tour for somebody that can't see? So Michelle Stempien, who was the working in the education program at that time, and Frank Wolf, who was also a docent there that worked with visually impaired. Mm-hmm. We all teamed up and tried to figure out a way to expand the small program that they had when I came in. And we developed a tour for the visually impaired to come in, and they would touch. It was a touch tour, and they would come along, and we'd show them sculptures where they were able to put on gloves and touch the sculptures, and then we would ask questions and have them answer and tell us their experiences. And so it was like a tour, but they would be able to touch the sculptures.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, it was really a lot of fun. And we worked quite a lot with that. And I wasn't the person that came up with the program at all, but they tapped my skills when they mm-hmm. knew of who I was. So,
yeah, I can see how that came into play back then.
Yeah.
So then we'll go back in time a little bit. You just mentioned a moment ago that you were also a photographer. So that was back in the 80s. I understand you were an army photographer in Korea. So tell us about that. What did you photograph? How did you get involved in that?
Well, I volunteered, which sometimes I think might not have been a good idea, but I did. They asked me, what did you want to do? And I thought photography was something that I had never done. So I chose photography, and it was quite a good job to have in the service at the time. And of course, you get posted where they put you, and they posted me to Korea, and I spent a year there, and it was absolutely fascinating. It was a lot of hard work, and I ran my butt off, but I learned an awful lot. I was working for the public affairs department there, and a lot of the times we would have to go and photograph the meetings between the two countries at Panmunjom.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. So we're making this trajectory here from working in education as a photographer, which is definitely an art form. And then in the 90s, you begin working as a graphic artist at a newspaper and also at NASA at the Edward Air Force Base. How did that happen?
I just applied and they put me in as a graphic designer at the Edwards Air Force Base, working as a contractor with NASA. And that was a lot of fun, a lot of work. And we worked on base and would do all the graphic design needs that they had on base. And a lot of highlights were Chuck Yeager's visit and watching the SR-71 do a low flyover and winning honorable mention in their logo contest. So it was a lot of fun to work with. And they closed down a certain section, so I was laid off. And that's when I began at the news, the newspaper that I worked with. It was a local newspaper there in Palmdale. Mm-hmm. Called the Antelope Valley Press, and that was intense. And that's how I learned Quark Express on the computer and did page layouts and working 15, 16 hours, 6 days a week and just banging it out. But I loved it because I would come in at 7:30 in the morning and not wake up until 5 and going, what happened to the day? So yeah, it was one of those days that just was really intense, but I really enjoyed it.
Obviously, there's something in there in you that is threading through this creative expression, although it seems like it wasn't until 2012, when you're in Kalamazoo, that you're in a class learning about pastels, that it really begins to blossom.
I would say so. I took the class at the KIA just as a beginning class with Laura Kuhl. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and she had maybe 3 or 4 tables laid out with pastels on all of them. And the colors just hit me in the face. And the feeling of using the pastel on the paper and the colors. And I absolutely fell in love with the medium and just went whole hog after that. I haven't stopped since.
Did you try other mediums, or you were so infatuated with pastels that first love has stayed with you?
Well, when I was very young, I, did the usual oils and acrylics and pencil drawings and graphics and things like that when I was in high school and college, but I never really went head over heels like this. This medium has really captured me.
You seem to have come to art, though, later in life in this manner than most. I'm wondering, are there advantages or disadvantages to devoting yourself to your art later on?
Well, the thing I could think of is exploring different mediums like I have, graphic design, photography, and so on, gives you a background to bring to the medium that you end up doing. For instance, with pastels, I think I would have done as well with my pastel work if I hadn't had the background of photography, because it allows you to see the composition and the light a little better because you've already experienced doing that through the lens. As well as graphic design, it helps you understand the foundation of putting something together on a page to make it look nice. And those two things particularly helped me in learning how to use, learning how to put the medium on the paper and how to do it. And that helped me a lot from having that background. So getting older and doing this a little bit later allows you to use the experience you used before.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with pastel artist Tracy Kleinstecker. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.